Simple.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
Yeah, it is Friday Eve. Jay Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody?
And from New York, just back from California,
New York City,
Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, family, how are you?
Hi,
Sherry. Good morning. Somebody that was off all week.
Oh, my God.
What's going on, Sherry? I looked for you. I text you. I didn't see you at the Super Bowl.
I was right down there on the end zone behind Cam Newton. You didn't see me screaming his name?
I was in the end zone. Behind Cam Newton.
Okay, well, I was the one next to you gyrating as he catch the ball. I was right there, and I was down there. I've never been. I mean, to come through the tunnel and see all those people, and I got to see the Panthers praying. It didn't help, but I got to see them praying. It was amazing. I was down there. I saw Beyonce in the hallway. I tried to take a picture, but they came and told me they would ban me. So,
guess what, Jay? I didn't see you watching the Super Bowl. Jay, I did not see you. Yeah. You know, we were at home watching the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And
Sherry, okay.
These two jokers are, I didn't see you at the Super Bowl.
I was praying with the Panthers.
And I was right in the end zone, and I could see Cam Newton.
I was cougaring, and I was with the Panthers.
Yeah, we were like, could you sit down, please? You're blocking the television.
And not everybody get up and go to the bathroom at the same time. You know, it's a lot of that.
Oh, Sherry.
Who used all the toilet paper? That's what we were going through, yeah.
And
who didn't Febreze? Who in the hell did not Febreze?
Don't eat Naomi's dip, whatever you do. You know,
Sherry, Sherry,
I know.
Sherry, they hate us because they ain't us.
They ain't us. We were home.
Yeah, we were at the house.
What does that mean? They hate us because they ain't us.
It wasn't
That's from
that
the movie
good,
The
really.
Interview.
From The Interview.
Did y'all get camera time? Did you get camera time, Sherry?
Yeah, because I was
you
trying
were working.
To interview.
You were doing. You
I was working.
Working. Okay.
She did a really fun piece for The View that we
has
saw.
It, has it aired?
Yeah.
It already aired, but I was trying to interview Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, and they walk right past me on the red carpet.
They sure did.
Completely ignore me, and I'm screaming, "Hey, Tom, it's Sherry Shepherd from The View. Hey, Tom. Hey, Tom.
Oh, Tom saw you. Trust me. He saw you.
Oh, yeah.
She might
have
She might have
said, come on. Walk this way. But
if you're down there gyrating, he saw it.
Saw all that.
Yeah.
Don't turn your head.
And what's his wife's name?
Gisele.
Yeah,
Gisele.
She saw you too.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to get the interview. But you and Tom, Jay, would have loved the Maxim party. I went to the Maxim party.
Oh, yeah?
The women, those young girls.
Oh, yeah.
That's a magazine, isn't it?
The magazine.
Yeah. And they were woefully underdressed. I mean, those young girls had no clothes on. And I said, this don't make no kind of sense.
Don't hate.
I'm just saying. It was cold, too. Walking around with them little short bandage dresses.
That's not Christian in you to hate like that.
That is not Christian.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
What would Jesus do?
Jesus probably would take a look.
I missed you guys.
Yeah.
I missed you. Yes.
Like
I finished. Well, I shot Rosewood with Morris Chestnut, so I had to. That's why I wasn't here, but I really missed you guys.
What a great week you had.
Yeah, you had a full week. Yeah.
They keep writing these episodes where I get to feel a Morris Chestnut and just get in his face. And it's not Sherry. I mean, it is Sherry.
Yes.
But they wrote it for me.
This airs when? When do these episodes
My episodes end? Start airing in May. And so I play the medical examiner, Dr. Anita,
Is this season two or the second
this
half
is
of season
second
one?
Second half of season one in March.
Okay,
they
so they've stopped now.
Mm-hmm.
And they go back on.
In March.
I hate that.
Well, Scandal is back tonight for folks who...
Oh, yeah? Scandal's back tonight?
Scandal. And
I didn't know that.
Shonda Thursday is back tonight.
And what about Murder?
Yeah.
How to Get Away with Murder?
Yep. Yes, everything.
Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, great.
Tonight.
Yep. It's a good day to be a Shonda Rhimes or Michael Strahan. One of those two. Mm.
You got three shows, huh?
Yeah, you know,
you
she's skipping
shows.
To the mailbox. You know? It's really direct deposit, but people always say that anyway.
Does she even go to the mailbox? Doesn't a drone just drop money?
Not a direct deposit.
Her drone.
A drone. A drone takes
drops money.
Takes some money to the bank.
Makes a bank drop.
It's got to be a wonderful feeling.
It's good to be Shonda.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
now, did
it
you
is.
All
and
see
where did,
her?
And where did she come from?
Chicago.
What's her background?
She's from Chicago.
She's from Chicago?
Yeah, well, suburbs of Chicago.
She went, what was she doing in Chicago before she...
She was being a child.
But you know she'd be...
And then from childhood she moved into writing?
She went to school on the East Coast, and then she went right into writing and moved to Hollywood.
Wow.
And you know,
right out of school, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She wrote the movie that, I don't know if anybody remembers, Britney Spears, her only movie, where she did a road trip.
That was awful.
That was the only credit that she had had, that movie with Britney Spears.
She said it was awful, Sybil?
Well, Britney
was. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Britney.
Yeah, yeah. Dartmouth College she went to, and then she went to the school of the cinema school at USC.
Mm-hmm.
And then just started working and grinding.
Mm.
Yeah, don't forget the grind.
Yep.
Yes. Always some grinding.
And now, how many shows does she have on the air at one time?
Right now, it's three, but
all hit.
And she's working
shows.
On another one,
oh,
right?
Several. Yeah, she's got her hand in several pots, including Sherry, the guy that plays Jake on Scandal.
He's got a deal.
He's got a deal with her for a TV show. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're gonna kill Jake off?
I don't know.
They can't. They got to. Huh?
No. He could get two checks, y'all too.
You guys should go into Shonda and pitch a story about the romance and the behind-the-scenes stuff behind radio. I think that would be so cool. Tell me about the romance part.
That'd be a great name for it. Radio. Behind radio.
And you have to make up the romance.
And you go, picture this.
Yeah, exactly. The sexual tension.
Yes, yes.
Well,
the fly jock.
Well, back in the day.
Not so much now,
but back in the day, DJs really loved album cuts.
Because
for an album cut, say like Atomic Dog or
and for a strong 7 minutes.
For a strong 7 minutes, you could get something going.
Yeah.
You know, or you could go to the bathroom.
What was your restroom song player that you had back in the day?
Because
every DJ had a restroom song.
I did. It was Parliament Funkadelic, and the long version.
I don't know if that would be the pitch, the restroom song.
You asked.
I like the sex part of it.
I mean, this question is.
Yeah,
go more towards the sex. That's what Shonda likes. Go more towards the sexual tension during the song.
Yeah,
well, that's only on Thursdays when you're here.
Yeah.
When I was in radio doing overnights in Charlotte, mine was Been Around the World by Lisa Stansfield.
How long? That's not but 5 or 6 minutes.
That's all I needed.
That's all you needed?
That's all I needed. Yeah, yeah.
Is that when the drummer came to see you?
No, that was Chicago. That was overnight.
Sherry doesn't know the story.
Oh, there's a story.
Here we go.
There's a story.
Yeah,
there's
an episode.
Sherry, okay.
Sherry, the story.
Sherry, you familiar with the performer, Buddy Miles, the drummer?
Yes,
okay.
The drummer.
My mind is going through them changes. Dun, 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 dun. Okay,
yes.
Sybil was doing overnights. Buddy Miles was in Chicago. He lived in Chicago. And when he would get through late at night, he would come by and try to get chicken. With Sybil. And Sybil was doing overnights. And he would bring chicken.
Oh, all right. That's my kind of guy.
I know.
He would bring chicken.
Had I known you then, Sherry, you really could have cleaned up.
And you could have passed him off,
and
girl.
Sherry, and Sherry, you know what Buddy Miles looked like. You know, he was a...
It's a big guy.
He's a big guy.
Big drummer.
And Sybil would take his chicken and wouldn't do anything else but take his chicken.
My producer and I ate well.
And the man died.
Yeah.
Buddy
the
Miles,
the man died
a broken heart.
He died a few years ago, Sherry. This was long after.
He died.
Let us tell the story, Sherry.
He died.
Let us tell the story.
It sounds so much better when they tell it, Sybil.
Yeah, I know.
Buddy Miles died a broken heart with
and
chicken in his hand.
The man been going through them changes. The man died. The man been going through them changes.
That's
took
a story.
His chicken.
That's
I love the story.
Took the chicken.
And it was. It
took
was,
his chicken every night.
Every night.
And he never got a drumstick. Can you believe it? Never,
there you
ever.
Go.